listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Tony's playing invisible harmonica. It's awesome.
Air harmonica.
All right, so back to nails. I know this is kind of a boring subject, but a lot of people don't know this.
It's not boring. It's interesting, actually. I agree with you. It's interesting.
So, do you ever wonder where the term 10 penny comes from?
I do.
16 penny?
I do.
And D, where's D come into that?
Well, there is. It's rumored that a nail's length was the same as a stack of so many pennies. That's a rumor. It's rumored. People literally believed this when I was in the business. As a younger man, people would say, well, a stack of 16 pennies is the same length as, you know, a 16-penny nail. But the fact is, that's sorely incorrect.
That is myth busted. That makes no sense.
I think the 10-penny came from the 10-man's pocket.
That's a good idea. Well,
I dropped the Tony's comedy level there just briefly. I had to.
Do you hear that?
10-penny.
That's your joke falling flat.
Mine was one grade above it.
Your joke fell on Tony's. So I don't think there is an official, like, this is where it came from. It can't be, like, originated or pinpointed, but their best explanation is that it came from, like, medieval England. And the term penny, D, derives from denarius, which was back then the Romans' money.
Currency.
Right? Currency. So apparently it had to do with how many nails, or what was the price for 100 nails. So for a 16 penny nail, which is the most expensive, well, there's bigger ones, but for a 16
penny, 40 penny, 60 penny, yeah,
that's how many that's how much you paid for 100 nails.
16
back then,
denarius.
Yeah, that back then they were all hand cut,
right?
Hand cut nails,
which is really, really interesting, because as we're reading this and Corey is reading more about these nails, denarius originally somewhere comes from the word 10, which ultimately was what you would pay for 10 donkeys.
Yeah.
10 donkeys.
Yeah.
So basically you can have a handful of nails or 10 donkeys.
That's not the way Wikipedia says it.
And I think it was probably because donkeys roamed free and you could have donkeys for the price of lassoing it, dragging it to the ground and breaking its will, and then you have donkeys. The nails you actually had to, you know, blacksmith and create, which was a lot harder work, so they were worth more.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So anyway, back to nails. We were talking about there's all kinds of different types of nails, and I know people have heard this. So hot-dipped galvanized is what you would put in. It's a coating that you would put on the nail that you would want to use outside or in pressure-treated lumber.
Right. Galvanizing is a very thick sort of soupy, tar-like, you know, coating that they dip these things in there.
It's molten.
At a time, they dip them in and take them out and dip them in.
Bloop.
And take them out.
Okay. Do you know what vinyl-coated sinkers
hold
are?
Hold on. One side note. Hot-dip galvanized nails required for use with pressure-treated lumber.
Yeah.
Pressure-treated lumber is now treated with copper azole, and because of that, it has a reaction to zinc and steel, and so you need a hot-dip galvanized nail in order to keep it from reacting with the chemical in pressure-treated lumber. That is a good note.
Right. It creates electrolysis, which actually eats metal.
Right.
So, do you know what vinyl-coated sinkers are?
I do. Do you want me to explain it, or are you just going to trust me that I know what sinkers are?
Go ahead.
Vinyl coated sinker.
Tell everybody what you would use a vinyl coated sinker for.
A vinyl coated sinker is a steel nail that you would use for framing whenever your nail does not need to be galvanized in order to prevent it from getting weather. So if it's on the interior of your home in the framing, which will ultimately be covered with siding and sheetrock, a vinyl coated sinker has vinyl on it, which melts with the friction when the nail is driven and acts as a glue when your nail is driven in. So you
and
swing the
a
hammer.
Lubricant.
And a lubricant. So you swing the hammer, The friction melts that vinyl, makes it slide in easy, and then dries and like glue and makes it difficult to get it back out.
Pretty cool, huh?
Vinyl coated sinker. Also called greenies because
greenies.
They're green in color.
Right. So the difference was between, say, a common nail and a box nail.
Right.
A common nail has a fatter diameter.
Of the shank.
Of the shank, right. Today they use wire, big coils of wire that they run through and they chop and then they manufacture them that way. So the diameter of that wire is 0.162 inches or millimeters, probably inches, 0.162. That's the thickness of it. And a box nail, I think it's like 0.113.
Okay, yeah.
So you'll see that, like a common, used in a hanger, like a Simpson strong tie hanger.
Because it requires shear value.
Right, has a higher shear value.
Right, so the nail won't shear off.
Right.
In the case of a tornado or a hurricane.
What do they use duplex nails for?
That's used for building forms for concrete
yep.
forms.
What a duplex nail is, it's actually got two heads. There's a head, a little more shank, and then another head. And that allows you to drive it tight.
Yep.
And then easily remove it because it's got another head.
In addition to that, which Corey may or may not know, I'm not trying to say I'm inside your head, with a second head on the end of that duplex nail, it allows you to tie a string to the end of it because...
Ooh, perfect.
Because form work and foundation work requires level and plumb, so a lot of strings are used to show your work. So oftentimes you'll have strings tied to the end of those
You're
nails.
You're right.
So that's a duplex nail.
So there's other nails, ring shank nails.
Mm-hmm.
What that is the shaft of the nail, is
the longest portion with the point on the end.
Right. That's got
ribs.
Ribs in it. So when you nail it, it stays firm, very,
right.
very tight, and it's less likely to back out and cause squeaks.
Right.
You would use ring shank nails in...
Underlayment.
You would use it. A lot of siders use it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, when the wind is slamming against your house, it's going to keep that lap siding tight.
Right.
To your house.
Very difficult to get out, and it will definitely leave a bigger hole because it takes more material out with it when it comes out.
Totally.
But it's good holding power. Another good holding power nail is a spiral shanked nail.
Right. Typically used in siding.
Right.
You spiral siding nails. You would also in deck nailing.
Yep, that's right. Those spiral shank nails are also called Ardox or screw nails.
Yep.
And it just looks like the nail has been held at one end and the other end when it was soft and twisted. And it's got a twist to it, which is very cool.
Yeah, there's so many things about nails that unless you're in the business, you don't know. You walk in and say, hey, give me a box of nails. And they say, well, you want to finish? You want a finished nail? Do you want a...
How about a fluted nail?
A fluted masonry nail, which are case hardened.
Yep.
So they can be nailed into concrete.
Without bending.
Correct.
Very, very thick, heavy duty nails for nailing things into concrete, which doesn't happen nearly as often, maybe as it used to, but they're still available.
Yeah, you can still buy them.
Yeah, and then finished nails, of course. Very kind. Everybody knows a finished nail. It's got a little tiny... head on the end of it.
Yep. The difference between a finished nail and a brad nail
mm-hmm.
is the wire size.
Right. Okay.
The finished nail is going to be a larger diameter. You can get. You would use finished nails for interior trim or exterior trim. Brad nails would be for very small trim.
In addition to that, there's a 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 penny nail that is called either a shake nail or a siding nail or a shingle nail. These look like box nails but they have a smaller diameter
mm-hmm.
or a smaller circumference
mm-hmm.
head. So they're very dainty. They look like a box nail, but it's dainty.
And they also have a smooth head.
That's right.
So when you nail them in, they don't look
like they had
like a big framing nail.
Right, exactly.
So here, I got a tip for you.
Okay.
A tip for the tip of a nail. So if you've ever nailed something, you say you've got a big 16D nail
mm-hmm.
and you're nailing into wood and it just keeps splitting.
Splitting and splitting and splitting.
Splitting and splitting. Here's what you do. You blunt
the tip.
The tip of the nail.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
And why do you do that?
Honestly, I don't know.
I'll tell you why.
Why does that work?
That point, that sharp point, promotes a separation because it's such a clean go in there. It promotes a separation between there. The blunted tip pushes that wood through straight down, right? So it gathers up underneath that nail instead of separating it side to side.
Boom. There's your tip of the day.
Tip of the day. Blunt that nail if you're splitting your wood. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this show up. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. Stay tuned. Ideas I think are right, and I can stand beside the idea to stand and fight. I do believe there's a dream for everyone. This is our country. There's room enough here for science to live, and there's room enough here for religion to forgive and try to understand all the people of this land. This is our country.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. Got a little bit of crazy information last segment there about nails.
I felt like that was
wild,
you know,
and crazy.
Take a minute away from what we've been talking about the whole show and talk about something that was a little more lighthearted, right?
Yeah, and really quick, I just want to showcase a few more products that are made in the USA that if you buy them from Par Lumber, part of the money that you spend on that goes to the Wounded Warrior Project. So we talked about Home Guard House Wrap. We talked about Mays Nails. A couple of other things made in the USA are Trex Decking, and LP Siding. I know over the years, LP has got a bad rap. We've talked about this before. We've had several things about LP. The fact of the matter is, back in 1996, mm-hmm. class action lawsuit. Now, LP took the time to reformulate their product.
Right.
And did you know, now they have a 50-year warranty on their product. And since 1996, they have not had one claim.
Wow.
Not one.
Wow.
That, crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is that they came out with a product that was
innovative.
It was very innovative. It was, it was creative. And it took the United States by storm. And people jumped on board quickly, and a lot of product was sold. And then there ended up being, a side effect. There was a problem. They remedied that. The fix to the problem was so much smaller than the fallout, from the problem.
Yeah.
And they were able to fix the problem with almost no effort at all compared to the time that they spent,
yep.
fixing everyone else's problem.
So right? That being said, I'm an advocate of LP. I like the LP product. I think it looks good. It's thick. Some of these new fiber cement products are so thin, and almost every house that goes up has it. Anyway, that's my opinion. A couple other things. Simpson Strong Tie,
yep.
made in the USA.
Yep.
Roseboro Glue Lamps, made in the USA.
Yep.
Henkel Corp, they make OSI Quad.
Quad.
Made in the USA.
Did you say Woodway?
Woodway products made by a company called LWO. They make fantastic cedar products.
Cedar lattice, cedar post caps, those types of things.
Yep, absolutely. So, as we're bringing this show to a close, I want to throw out, I had a very close friend of mine. He was killed in Afghanistan a couple years ago now, a couple weeks before my birthday. And amazing, amazing man. He served three tours. He finally went in, his last tour, he was a EOD specialist, explosive ordnance disposal. And his name was Nicholas Spratsov. He was a staff sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps. And he was killed by a bomb. He was called in to defuse it. And as he walked, and his team, they work in teams, him and his teammate, they walked to the bomb. Somebody was waiting in the shadows with a cell phone and activated the bomb. So he was killed. He left his wife, Tasha, and she was 9 months pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
So he had a three-year-old and a son that he had not yet seen.
Hmm.
So I just want to point out to everybody, this is what Memorial Day is about.
There are so many stories just like that.
Yep. And these people, these men and women that gave their lives to give us our freedom, to be able to do whatever we want in this great country. And everybody this weekend that's taking Monday to get roll out the barbecue and enjoy
the freedom.
The freedom that you have. Just remember.
Provided to us by Nick, right?
The Knicks of the world.
Yeah. Kenny. So many more. Thousands.
Absolutely.
Upon thousands upon thousands.
Absolutely. So don't forget. Also, I want you to remember to be safe.
Yes.
Did you know that in the Pacific Northwest, there has not been a death-free Memorial weekend since the 70s?
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Every Memorial Day, there is somebody that drinks and drives and dies.
Yikes.
And just keep that in mind.
Yeah, be safe. Go to a place, stay there, have a good time, remember our heroes, and be safe.
Absolutely. So I want you to go to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/WWHomeshow and share your stories. Post them on our Facebook page, and if you haven't liked us yet, click the like button.
Yes.
We would, especially if you're in Olympia right now, this week, Olympia, Washington.
It's your time, Olympia. KGY in Olympia.
You go onto our Facebook page, like it, leave us a little post, say you like the show. I will mail you, I have one $50 Cabela's gift card that I will mail you. Just give me your address.
So we can get a hold of you.
Boom.
Done. All right, I think, let me throw this out one more time. Slick's Big Time Barbecue. This is in Newburgh on Wilsonville Road, Monday the 27th from noon to 7, live music. Come celebrate and honor our heroes, the third annual Memorial Day Barbecue Bash at Slick's Big Time Barbecue in Newburgh. Free, they ask, they have a suggested donation at the gate. Free music, drinks, barbecue, games, raffles, and more. Kid-friendly, it says. So check that out. That's going to be a good time for sure. And all of the barbecue cooked on a Traeger. And if you have not had barbecue cooked on a Traeger, if you don't own a Traeger, man, this is a great opportunity to get out and find out how amazing food tastes on a Traeger.
Yeah, speaking of Traeger, Bill Traeger, his grandson, his name is Tyson Traeger, started a company making patio
heaters. Well,
patio heaters that are powered by pellets, very similar to the Traeger pellets, but they're just wood. They're not flavor. They're just heater pellets.
Right, heating pellets.
Heating pellets. Gravity fed. You don't plug it in like the Traeger barbecues. I tell you what, I bought one. Tony and I went on a small mancation last weekend.
Coos Bay.
Coos Bay, riding in the sand dunes.
It's beautiful during the day, cold at night.
I had that thing cranking. I got to tell you, I love it.
Yeah, it's neat.
Another American-made product.
Totally portable. It breaks down into little tiny pieces. You can pack it in a box or whatever. Take it wherever you want. Set that thing up, fill it with pellets, light it on fire, and that thing puts off heat.
Major heat. And it's cheap to run.
Yeah.
What's gas cost? LP. I mean, when you fill it up, when you fill up a tank, what's...
That's like, I don't know, $2 a gallon probably.
$2, $3 a gallon.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine what those 10-gallon tanks cost to fill, but right. A bag of pellets is $3.
Yeah, $5.
I burned a bag and a half of pellets all weekend.
So you spent $7.50.
Not even.
For the whole weekend.
$3.50. $4. Cheap.
Cheap. All right. That's all the time we've got for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Tony and Corey's Weekend Warriors. We'll see you next week.